Brownfield.
Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with the girl who's going to tell me which adult in their family has the shortest attention span, Jamie Bloom.
It's probably me, I have to admit. I'm kind of a, I don't know.
Flitter?
Yeah.
You flit?
I do. Okay. I have a hard time sitting for long periods of time, and even if I am watching something on Netflix or whatnot, I have to pause it and get up.
Yeah.
And walk around and do something else.
I never pause it. I get up and walk around, and I'm the same way. I mean, after a few minutes, and in fact, my whole family, you know, they make fun of me, in which I well deserved of squirrel. I am doing something else while the TV's still on, while I'm still watching and listening from another room. But anyway, but Americans' attention span, on average, American adults today tend to focus on a screen, whether it's a television screen or a screen in your hand or a tablet, about 47 seconds.
Yeah.
And so now when you think about that, ads on television, how long do they last? Well, this is basically saying, hey, just well buy the 15-second or the 30-second, because if you buy a 60, they're not going to focus that long.
Right.
So in 2012, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, researchers found the average attention span was 74 seconds.
Yeah.
And now it's 47 seconds, isn't that? And 20 years ago, it was 150 seconds. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Why do you, I mean, that's a plummet. So do you think, and that's an average of 47 seconds. What do you think young people, the attention span's less or more?
I do.
Okay. So if you were a teacher, how would you hold their attention?
I don't know. That has to be a big challenge.
I've heard teachers say that, hey, we're not here as teachers anymore. We're here as entertainers. They're expecting us to basically do song and dance and to do everything to keep their attention and not just teach.
Yeah.
And it's like, I suppose.
I've seen articles about this exact subject and just kids and how a typical childhood for a child is so different than what it was years ago. You know, their childhood is different.
Absolutely.
And they don't do a lot of imaginative play once they get to a certain age, because then
the machine's doing all the imagining for them.
Sitting at a computer.
They can't even imagine as much as that machine is delivering.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I you know, I don't want to get on a soapbox and talk about that. Obviously, my kids all have phones and, you know, but I do think it's a problem for young children.
Well, we have 8 grandkids, and I got to admit that when they're at our house and it's just us, they get more screen time than they do with their parents.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just so convenient. On the other hand, we will rip them away, and now that they're getting older, make them play cards.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, except that it's a tough battle because back that attention span. You know, they just have a hard... Now, these are young kids.
Sure.
But they have a hard time concentrating long enough. And I like to play cards fast.
Yeah.
And that does help hold them in the game more.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like boom, boom, boom. And it's like, if I'm playing and you're next, be ready. And it does keep them focused better.
Yeah.
So, and then after I tell you the 12th time it's your turn to play, then I get louder.
Yeah, I play dominoes with a group of gals, and we get to laughing about that sometimes too, because we start talking,
right,
and then all of a sudden it's like, whose turn is it? You know, and then there's this.
But
one,
what is the purpose of you playing dominoes? It's to visit.
It's just to visit.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
you should play for $100.
then
everybody would focus more. Right.
Well, I found a related story here that says, to be a good parent, put down your phone. This isn't the kids looking at the phone. This is the parent. A study looked into the smartphone behavior of caregivers, and it isn't pretty. Researchers observed 55 caregivers during meals at various restaurants in the Boston area. 40 out of the 55 whipped out a device which distracted them in varying degrees from the children in their care. While distractions are always a battle for caregivers, researchers say willfully engaging in an inanimate object rather than human beings demonstrates on a basic and unscientific level a lack of compassion, empathy, and responsibility.
Well, and it's like, really, you're there with your family. Who could be more important? And really, if you didn't answer this for an hour, is it really that important?
Right.
I mean, is there nobody that can wait an hour? People get frustrated with me because I will sometimes be an hour or two or three or four before I enter their or
answer their text.
And it's like, yeah, you know what? The person in front of me right then is the most important. If I get a phone call, I mean, I've delegated that amount of time. And let's face it, it's not usually that much, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 5 minutes.
Right.
But that's who I'm going to be present with at the time.
Well, and I don't think that this is even talking so much about answering texts or phone calls or whatnot.
Oh, they're watching
just
YouTubes of
they're watching
of a bear.
TikTok and YouTube and looking at Facebook.
Oh my goodness.
And you know what I mean? Just passing the
what
time.
What message does that send your
to
kids?
To your kids. Yeah. I know. Yeah, I do hate to see
and
that.
And so
too.
Then the kid is basically trained to be so disruptive that he pulls the parent away from that.
Right.
And, you know, because if I act good, nobody pays attention to me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a big deal. People really need to get that under control.
Yeah. Another related story. Someone shared this on Reddit, the social media site. My husband is always on his phone. I'm on mine a lot also, but I actually like putting mine on mute, face down on the counter, and just sitting on the sofa or patio with my husband. But he can't let his go. So lately, when we're having a conversation and he starts looking at his phone, I just stop talking. I just stop mid-sentence and wait or get up and find something else to do. She says, I've been doing this pretty regularly now for 2 weeks, and it's making my husband mad, but I don't care. He claims he's just checking something on his phone, that I need to be patient. And I tell him, well, patient when you stop listening, when your phone is more important than our connection. He doesn't like this and thinks I'm in the wrong, and she's asking people there if they think that she's in the wrong for doing this to him and stopping her conversation. Stopping
I don't
her
think so.
I don't
mean,
think
it's
so
like, hey, if you don't change your behavior, why should you expect anyone else's behavior to change?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if he's looking at his phone and everything and you keep talking, so nothing's changed for him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
yeah. Caleb is more, he plugs his phone in as soon as he gets home, and he honestly doesn't want to look at it all evening long,
right,
for the most part.
Right.
Now, he will browse, he's not on Facebook. He will browse TikTok and things sometimes when we're somewhere and he needs to kill some time. But
right.
Mostly in the evening. But he has a computer sitting on, like a laptop, where he plays solitaire.
Oh, okay.
But he'll usually still listen to me if I say something, usually.
How do you know he's listening?
I don't know. Sometimes I don't know until later on when I bring the same subject up. And
you told
says,
me
you
this
never
once.
Told me.
Yeah,
so,
exactly right.
So, you know, we have somewhere we have to go this weekend. It's like, wait, you never said anything about that.
Oh, I am forever being left out of those conversations.
Uh-huh.
Forever.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, okay, do we have any plans this weekend? Yeah. We have 16 people going to be in our house all weekend. It's like, oh, really? I
you
know I would remember
that.
If they, I was told we were going to have the whole family here or whatever.
Part of the problem trying to sit and watch TV at night is if I sit too still for very long, I'll be asleep earlier than I want to be asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so sometimes I don't mind sometimes watching a show that has commercials in it because that's when I get up.
I agree. So, I agree.
Although sometimes it's get up and get a snack, which isn't always a good thing. But
I love commercials because I can go get my jammies on. I can go to the bathroom. I can brush my teeth.
Uh-huh.
I can go get a snack. I can brush my teeth. Go
Again.
Get a snack. Brush my teeth. Yeah. And I love commercials.